This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The inaugural session of the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth has begun in New Delhi. The Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, will address the inaugural session in a short while. The 78th Army Day Parade is being held in Jaipur. The Army is showcasing its discipline, strength and modern military capabilities before thousands of spectators on Mehel Road in Jagatpura. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi are attending the parade. This year's celebration holds special significance as it's for the first time that the Army Day Parade is being held outside a traditional cantonment area, bringing India's military heritage and operational excellence directly to the people. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the Indian Army remains steadfast in safeguarding the unity, sovereignty and integrity of the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has extended greetings to the brave Indian Army personnel and their families on Army Day. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The nation salutes the Indian Army's indomitable courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the sovereignty and integrity of the country." Polling has begun for 29 municipal corporations in Maharashtra. Voting is underway at 2,869 seats spread across 893 wards. The polling, which began at 7:30 a.m., will conclude at 5:30 p.m. A total of 3.48 crore voters are eligible to decide the fate of 15,931 candidates, including 1,700 in Mumbai and 1,166 in Pune. Counting of votes will take place tomorrow. The United States has announced that it will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department said that migrants from these countries take welfare from the American people at unacceptable rates, and they often become public charges on the United States upon arrival. The decision came after U.S. President Donald Trump said that no country can afford to take in millions of people and pay for their education and health care. Mr. Trump further said that his administration will not make any payments to sanctuary cities from the first of next month. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted everyone on the occasion of Pongal and Sankranti today. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that this harvest festival reminds all of deep gratitude to nature, farmers, and the spirit of hard work that sustains the nation. He said that his Pongal brings prosperity, harmony, and renewed hope to every home. In his message, Prime Minister Modi said that the Pongal brings people together, furthering the spirit of warmth and harmony in society. The Prime Minister said that this festival also highlights the importance of agriculture and the dignity of labour. He hoped that this Pongal will bring renewed energy to realise everyone's aspirations. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh today. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated hosts India by 7 wickets in the second ODI match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot last night. The win helped the Black Caps to level the three-match series 1-1. Daryl Mitchell's unbeaten 131-run knock majorly contributed to New Zealand's chase of 285 runs in 47.3 overs. Global temperatures in 2025 eased slightly due to a weak La Niña. Still, the year remained the third warmest year on record, about 1.44 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, trailing only 2024 and 2023. The past 11 years are the hottest ever recorded, reflecting an accelerating warming trend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.